This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Back on What's On Your Mind, more with your guest host today, Gary Emmerich, in just a moment. If you'd like to learn more about North Dakota's oil and natural gas supply and how it's helping meet America's demand, go to energyofnorthdakota.com. This is a great resource, folks. You'll love it. They're committed to using the talent we have here, the resources we have here, wisely to build this strong, sustainable future for family, friends, and neighbors. They're out to prove that commerce and communities can work together for the good of all. And it's happening now with the Energy of North Dakota. Learn more at energyofnorthdakota.com. Back to more What's On Your Mind. Here's our guest host today, Gary Emmerich.
Thanks, Scott. This is Austin Emmerich, Gary's son. In the spirit of Christmas, he's allowed to share me some time on the air. So this is What's On Your Mind, and we were closing up the last hour with Brian Jackson, and there was something on my mind that we figured we'd go ahead and just kind of share a little bit more about his experience. You mentioned something about Matthew West.
Yeah. So, thank you. I was trying to get into grocery, you know, get a brand that people would like, and seek out, and grocery stores were like, no, we'll pass on you for now. And I was like, oh, can I just drop some coffee off at your office? And they're like, well, we'll stop. We'll skip on a meeting, you know, just like, heartbreaking. But I was helping at this concert, and, Matthew West, Christian, singer, came in, and I was wearing my Mighty Mo shirt. He's like, oh, it looks great. I want one. So I just kind of guessed the size and grabbed him a shirt. Came back to the tour manager and was like, I think Matthew West wants this. And it was a packed house that night, and he was wearing my Mighty Mo shirt under his vest.
And, during the show.
During the show. Awesome. And I was just thrilled, yelling at my friends and taking pictures and stuff. But then he took his jacket off and he's like, hey, this coffee shop is coming to Bismarck. I'm so excited. It's my favorite coffee. And he talked for about 2 minutes on the stage about that. It felt like the whole thing was sponsored by Mighty Missouri. And this is like, you know, I wouldn't suggest starting a business the way I did. It was just a gift, you know? Wow. And so people started, you know, I had a website, but really at that point, I didn't have any other place for people to get the coffee yet. Cause like I said, trying to get into grocery stores. And so people started emailing me at the website, how can we get that coffee? And I said, ask the grocery stores. And so a couple weeks later, forget the timeline, but the same person had called me back and like, I hear you're doing coffee. We'd love to have something. So instead of just one coffee, we had like a whole row, you know, it was just wow. Completely cool. Yeah.
Wow. So, took a 180 there between the marketing plan of going grocery to having sponsorships by artists. I guess that's pretty cool.
Yeah, absolutely. And that shirt turned up a few more times on his social medias, and it was just a really cool gift and a really great way to get started. And now we're roasting away and roasting for a lot of people, but it's available where coffee's sold. And if it's not, you can ask. I guess that works.
And you can buy it online.
You can buy it online, mightymocoffee.com. And now we have two storefronts as well. So we're in the Bismarck YMCA, where you can get a hot coffee.
The North YMCA by Washington.
That's correct. And then we're also in the 701 Bike Shop by the Memorial Bridge on Main Street in Bismarck.
So I can order it online. I can go to the two coffee shops, and there's in grocery stores around Bismarck. Man, and how far across the state? Because this show is listening to Dickinson, Tioga, Largo.
Yeah.
How far of a coverage do you have?
So we're actually distributed in a 5-state region. So,
fantastic.
If it's not available where you are, certainly ask for it or reach out to us, mightymocoffee.com. We'd love to get it to you because, like I said, it's something worth giving a shot. So,
Brian, thanks for joining us today. Thanks for staying over so we can finish up that story.
Oh, thank you so much.
We've got Jim Vetch, on the phone here. Talking a little bit about the Iditarod, I believe. Is that correct, Gary?
Yes, it is. So Jim Vetch, a friend of mine from Bismarck here, we're going to spend the next hour talking about what they say is the last great race on earth is the trademark I think they have for the Iditarod. And we're going to have Jesse Rohr joining us shortly. But Jim Vetch, are you with us on the air?
Yes, I am, Gary. I'm here.
Hey, Jim. Well, welcome to the show. And I believe you're driving down the road heading to Florida at the moment. Is that right?
Yes, I am. I'm about halfway between Fargo and Minneapolis right now.
So how are the roads? Has there been any snow your way yet at all?
No, the roads are nice and clear.
Okay, great. So you're smart. What time you get up this morning, get out of town to beat that snow? Because when I got up at like 6:30, it was pretty packed here in Bismarck already.
Yeah, it was snowing. We left Bismarck at 5:45, and it was snowing.
All right. So the roads were okay. When did you drive out of it?
Just maybe around Steele we got out of it.
Okay. So Jim's headed his way to Florida to get out of the snow, but we're going to talk about snow. We're going to talk about dog sledding. And, Jim, before we get to Jessie, who we want to say she's the star of the next hour here, but before we get there, you're the star for the next 5 or 10 minutes. Talk to me a little bit about, you're retired. Let our listeners know a little bit who you are. Tell us where you grew up, et cetera.
I grew up in Devil's Lake, North Dakota, moved to Bismarck 40 years ago, retired from Minn Kota Power, power plant northwest of Bismarck in Center. And I've always kept track of the Iditarod. I just knew it was a great race. And I always just knew when it was happening and kept track of the start and finish and always knew how many people were finishing. And I always thought it would be cool to go up and see the racers and see the dogs. And so this year I thought I'm going to do it. You know, I'm getting older, and if I'm going to do it, I better make it happen. And so I sent out several letters to, you know, there's a website, and I've got a list of all the mushers that are signed up to run the 2019 Iditarod. And I sent out a half a dozen letters to some mushers, and a few of them responded. And I communicated with several of them, and I zeroed in on Jessie Royer. And because she's in Montana, she was there. And she invited me out to come out and spend time with her and see her operation and what she does and how she trains. And the fact that she has run it 16 times. That she's a female and has run it 16 times. It just seemed overwhelming. And she was very inviting, and this made it easy for me. And I thought, this is an opportunity of a lifetime. So I did it.
So you just were out in Montana recently with Jessie?
Yes. I went out the first week of November and spent 6 days with her from morning till night with her, and watched her train her dogs, and by the second day she had me on a sled, and by the third day I had 6 dogs on my own team with her, and my brother, he had his own team and her helper, and I had a team of 6 or 7 dogs, and we did 45 mile runs 2 days in a row.
45 mile run.
It sounds crazy.
You're a brave man. Or Jesse's maybe brave. Hey, Jessie, are you there?
I am.
Hey, thanks for joining us here in Bismarck, North Dakota. Where do we find you today? Are you out in Montana or are you up in Alaska today?
Montana right now.
Okay. So Jim,
I'm headed to Alaska the end of January.
End of January. So Jim comes out of early November, and you put him behind 6 dogs for 45 miles. Is that kind of a normal thing for someone that on day 3 to have his own sled and be taken off going that far?
Yeah, actually, I give tours here in Sea Lake, and even the pastor, and they show up. I teach everybody how to drive a sled. We take off. No, we don't normally go 45 miles. This afternoon, we're probably going to only take them 15. But I'll give everybody 5 to 6 dogs and let them trade around. And some guests want to drive. Some guests just want to sit in the sled and relax and enjoy the trip. So I let everybody be as involved as they want. And the dogs are all friendly. They love attention. And I really find that people really enjoy getting the chance to drive. It's something they think they can do, and I show them how to do it, and let them know that yes, they can do this, and they get out on the trail and they come back and they're always so excited. They're like, wow, look what I just did. I did that, you know? So I really, it's fun sharing that.
So Jessie, the Iditarod is, they branded as the last great race on earth. Is it like, it's like almost 1100 miles. Is that correct?
Yep. Right around there.
And we're going to be going to the break here in about a minute, so I don't want to ask you a question that's going to take 3 or 4 minutes. But when we come back, I'm going to want ask you for our listeners out there to understand what it takes for someone to take on that responsibility and have how many dogs you start out with, but how many dogs you got to be in the cycle, and the fact that you've done this for 16 times. And that's totally remarkable. And so we're going to want to talk about that. And, Jim, if you can stay with us through this 45 minutes, I know you're driving. If you the call drops, you feel free to come back in. But we'd love to have you share some of the experiences you've had while you were out there in Montana this last November. So, Jim, are you when you were out there, did you ride the sleigh every day? Take the dog sled? I mean, not sleigh. That's what Santa does.
No. Some days, right where Jesse is, they're having the same problem we are in North Dakota. There isn't a lot of snow.
Hey, Jim, we're going to have to go to the break. We'll come back to that question right after the break. This is Gary and Austin in studio. Stay tuned.
You're listening to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Welcome to Soybean Minute, your source for timely soybean news.
I'm North Dakota Soybean Council Director Joe Morgan of Castleton. Soybean producers interested in intensive soybean management should attend one of three Getting It Right meetings scheduled for Park River, Lisbon, and Hope, North Dakota. At the meetings, NDSU Extension will discuss past soybean research conducted in North Dakota and the outlook and production issues for 2019. The program will provide information about all the major production decisions which have to be made in order to grow a soybean crop. Meeting dates and locations are Tuesday, January 29th from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. at the Park River City Auditorium in Park River. Wednesday, January 30th from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. at the Ransom County Fairgrounds Expo Center in Lisbon. Thursday, January 31st from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. at the American Legion in Hope. For more information, contact NDSU Extension Agronomist Dr. Hans Kendall at 701-231-8135.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Hey folks, it's Matt the Pizza Guy from Pizza Corner Pizza. By now you've probably heard me talking about the brand new packaging, the fresh, updated look that keeps Pizza Corner moving forward as the pride of North Dakota. But didn't you know that you can still get your favorite varieties like Supreme? The Pizza Corner Taco Pizza is outstanding. The Garlic Chicken Alfredo is lights out. And you can't go wrong with Pizza Corner Pizza Deluxe, loaded with all the good stuff, including green olives. Pizza Corner Pizzas are the finest anywhere. Fresh new look, same great taste. That's Pizza Corner Pizza.
Hi, this is Troy from CNC Farms of Donnybrook. We're your registered and certified seed dealer. At CNC Farms, we pride ourselves in providing top quality and a wide variety of seed. We offer forage barley, oats, millet, 4010 forage peas, forage mexes, malt barley, flax, durum, chickpeas, green and yellow peas, spring wheat, winter wheat, alfalfa, pasture mexes, beans, and much more. Online at ccseedfarm.com, your registered and certified seed dealer of Donnybrook. Call CNC Farms, 701-482-7865.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. readytoeatbacon.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
MBI Energy Services. Truck drivers, listen up. It's no secret that CDL drivers are in high demand. And there's a high demand for employers who offer work-life balance, great pay, trusted benefits, and a safety-first culture, too. I think we have a match. MBI Energy Services strives to be the employer of choice in the energy industry. recently named the 2018 best place to work in the oil patch, and they're now hiring. So truck drivers, oil, water, hot oil, winch, super vac drivers, and MBI is also offering up to a $3,500 experienced driver bonus. So apply online today, MBIEnergyServices.com, and drive our energy economy forward with MBI. Back to more. What's on your mind with your guest host today, Gary Emineth?
We're back on What's on Your Mind with Gary Emineth and Austin Emineth. Mentioned before, but the spirit of giving, Gary, he decided to bring his son, Austin, with. So I'm fortunate for that. On the line, we have Jim Vetch and Jesse Royer. Jim, a native to North Dakota, as well as, and then Jesse, who is competing with the Iditarod, a little relationship there between the musher and then the what do we wanted, the explorer, the navigator, or whatnot.
Jeremiah Johnson.
But anyhow, as I've been growing up, I'm constantly seeing North Dakotans getting involved in the Iditarod. And, you know, through growing up in these, at least Disney movies, Hollywood movies, there's always been movies about mushing and about the Iditarod or whatnot. And it always seems tough, and which is why I think so many North Dakotans are involved in it. We have that North Dakota tough mentality that everyone talks about. So, Jesse, if you're on the line with us, if you just talk a little bit about what, you know, what it takes to be competing in this harsh conditions. It took over 1,100 miles. I don't know how many days that takes.
Well, it takes, depends, it's different depending on the weather and trail conditions, but it takes about 8 to 10 days for the top teams and around 12 to 14 days for the back teams. There's usually around 60 to 80 teams that run every year, you know, and some are racing to be competitive and to, you know, be in the top, and others are just racing to get to know them and to finish the race, because finishing the race is a challenge, an accomplishment. And I've run it 16 times and I've never seen the same conditions twice. We've seen anything from 40 above, 50 above in rain to 40, 50 below. I think a couple of years ago when I left one of the checkpoints, loosely, I think it was 62 below when I left the checkpoint to head out on the trail. We've run into wind and storms and whiteout conditions. It's just, you never know what you're going to run into when you're out on the trail. So I guess I like the challenge of it. And I mean, sometimes our, you know, the dogs and I, we have to depend on each other to get down the trail, or else we're not going to make it to the next checkpoint. Or sometimes our lives almost depend on each other.
So Jesse, how many dogs do you have, and what does it take to prepare related to having to prepare for this 1,100 mile race?
Well, I have a kennel of about 70 sled dogs right now, and the number varies a little bit, but that's probably pretty average for me. So I know it sounds like a lot of dogs, but, you know, I raise, you know, probably 12 to 15 puppies every summer. Everybody is a little different, but I don't race my dogs until they're 2 years old, and they don't usually get to make my Iditarod team until they're 3 years old. So, you know, when I have around 12 to 15 puppies, and then I've got 12 to 15 yearlings, you know, that's 20, 25 dogs that are too young to do anything. And then I've always got my old retired dogs. So they start racing at 2 and 3, but as far as what age they retire, sometimes they retire at 7 or 8, sometimes don't retire till they're 9 or 10. I kind of leave that up to them. It's more up to them when they want to retire. Even when they retire, they still help me with my tours and help me with my training my puppies. And so they still run in harness. They just don't race anymore. But I usually have, 10 or 12 dogs that are retired in my kennel. So when you start adding up the numbers of too young or too old to race, that's, you know, you end up with half my kennel that's not racing. So the other half the kennel that is between the ages of 2 and 3 and then up to 10, I basically am, you know, and they're in training right now. So, like, we just did a 135-mile training run just this last weekend, where we ran 50 right miles, rested for 6 hours, and ran 50 miles and rested for 6 hours, and ran another 35. So I'm just trying to get them, you know, in the routine of running, resting, running, resting, which is what we do on the Iditarod. And they'll get up to where when they're in shape, they can do 80 to 100 mile runs nonstop and think nothing of it. These dogs love to run, and I've run them as much as 12 to 14 hours, and you stop and they're still barking to go. Like, what are we stopping for? I mean, they're just incredible, incredible athletes.
So you're saying when you take a dog out for a 100-mile run, you pretty much go stop, nonstop, other than maybe a little rest period? Is that what you're saying?
Pretty much. I mean, for the most part, like in the Iditarod, I have done 100-mile runs before, but usually I would say the average run is 50 to 80 miles. And, yeah, we will definitely do that nonstop. Sometimes you might stop and give them a snack, which is a minute or two. But other than that, yeah, they will do that nonstop. An average training run right now is 40 to 50 miles. I mean, they do that almost every day. I mean, they don't run every day because they're just like human athletes. They need their days off, and they have their rest days as well. But when they do run, they'll run 40 to 50 miles nonstop.
What's incredible, as I'm thinking about it, is the reality is you're doing it with them. So it's not like the dogs are only are the only athletes in the middle of this. You're having to be on that sled, getting the dogs ready. And I think when I was talking to Jim Betcher sharing with me over the weekend, the requirements of you as the musher who's taking that team, when you get a stop, whether it's in a race or training, I mean, you're working while you're with them. Then you're working while you're getting the rest and feeding them and all the things that go with that. That's a pretty intense regimen on your part as well, isn't it?
Well, I would say that the hardest part about running Iditarod is the lack of sleep, because honestly, like, the dogs are the athletes, not so much the musher. The hardest part for the musher is having a lack of sleep. When I'm out on the trail, yes, I am the 17th dog basically, but I'm not running the whole time. A lot of times I'll pedal like you would on a skateboard. I ski pole a lot when I can behind the sled. So I work as much as I can, but most of the time, you know, you're just standing on the back. You're, you know, maneuvering the sled, which in some trail conditions can be pretty difficult and definitely pretty physically demanding, keeping the sled on the trail and upright and whatnot. You know, over 1,100 miles, you're going to run into all kinds of different terrain, so that varies. But my most important job is taking care of the dogs at the checkpoint. So so an average, basically when we're on the Iditarod, we'll run 6 to 8 hours. And we'll stop and rest 4 to 5, and then we run 6 to 8 hours, stop and rest 4 to 5. So we'll just keep doing that cycle all the way for 1,100 miles. But during that 1,100 miles, I'm not allowed any outside assistance, so I have to take care of all the dogs myself. And you're not going to make it 1,100 miles unless you take excellent care of your dogs, and you're not going to win or be in the top 10 unless you take the very best care of your dogs. So basically, when I stop for 4 to 5 hours, I'm getting my cooker out and I'm melting snow to make a hot, wow, you know, hot water.
So Jesse, we're going to pick that story up. We're going to pick that story up after the break. This is Gary Emineth and Austin with What's in Your Mind. Stay tuned.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
If your business is thinking about a new location or looking to upgrade your office furniture and design layout, there's one place you should talk to for sure. InterOffice Workspace Furniture. They have knowledgeable experts trained in the fields of workspace design for healthcare, higher ed, government settings, and they can do ergonomic assessments of your current workspace or plan space. Not only that, the team of designers at InterOffice have interior design degrees, which helps them know the health and safety challenges of the building you are in or moving into, so they can help design your space to be efficient, collaborative, functional, and safe. Being the exclusive Herman Miller dealer for the state of North Dakota gives them access to research about workspace settings and what works well for your type of industry or business. The team at InterOffice works closely with you on the project from beginning to end. So if you are thinking about moving or upgrading your workspace, talk to InterOffice Workspace in Fargo and Bismarck, or go online to interofficend.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Israel's prime minister praising his nation's air force shortly after Russia criticizes an alleged Israeli airstrike in Syria. Benjamin Netanyahu also repeating his frequent pledge that Israel will not allow Iran to establish a permanent military presence in Syria. He also says the U.S. withdrawal from Syria will have no effect on Israeli activities in that neighboring country, saying the deaths of two immigrant children in customs Customs and Border Protection custody are devastating to the agency. The CBP commissioner says that both the agency and the Inspector General for DHS are investigating.
And they'll be pursuing an investigation into the circumstances around this tragic event.
Kevin McAleenan telling CBS a series of policy changes have been announced to include medical checks on all children in the agency's custody. And this is USA Radio News.
Got an old car? You can donate it, whether it's running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation and save a life. They'll even come and pick it up for free. The United Breast Cancer Foundation has saved hundreds of women's lives through their free or low-cost breast screen exams. But now they need your help. The United Breast Cancer Foundation wants to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And donating your old car, SUV, or truck, whether it's running or not, helps pay for them. Plus, you get a charitable tax deduction. Help the United Breast Cancer Foundation save lives by donating your old car, SUV, or truck. Call now for free pickup. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. Call right now. That number again is 800-280-2144.
Well, it's the last chance to take advantage of a heck of a deal, folks. That's right. Our friend Mike Lindell at MyPillow has a special offer for you. 30% off the MyPillow mattress topper. That's right. They've engineered an incredible mattress topper. I know because I have one, and I absolutely love it. Our family just says, what is going on? This thing is unbelievable. It's like it transforms a bed. And it's just, you know, a little 3-inch foam right on top, and it's actually 3 layers of foam. Anyway, you buy one of these, you get 30% off right now if you mention Scott, in the Scott the promo code, and 2 pillows thrown in free. How about that for a great deal? MyPillow.com, promo code Scott, or 800-506-9028. Tell him Scott sent you. Back to more, the Christmas week edition on a Wednesday of What's on Your Mind and Gary Amenoth. Gary?
Welcome back to What's on Your Mind. We're in the snowy Bismarck, North Dakota, and we're talking about the Iditarod with Jesse Rohr and Jim Vetch. Jim's who's driving on his way to Florida. Get a lot of this snow, but as you think of the snow out there and you think of dog sleds and Jesse, who's done the Iditarod 16 times. Before we went to the break, Jesse was talking about this 8 to 10 day race if you're in the top tier and who's run it 16 times. And so, Jesse, while we're in the break, I was just kind of getting my mind around what you said. So you're out going maybe 6-8 hours, and then you take a 4 to 5 hour break, and you, and that's that 4 to 5 hour break, as I was hearing you say, is when you feed the dogs, you melt the snow, you get the cooker up, all that stuff that they got to be taken care of, so they're going to get some rest. In the meantime, you're getting everything teed up, but when do you get to sleep as you go back again? Because this 6 to 8 hours and 4 to 5, is that like 24-hour cycle? You just keep going?
Yeah, we do that for basically 8 to 9 days. So let's see, 2017 Iditarod, my time was 8 days, 13 hours. I was fifth place. So yeah, while I'm taking care of the dogs, they might get 4 to 5 hours of sleep. Depending on what I have to do, I might get 30 minutes of sleep, sometimes 15-minute naps. If I'm lucky, I might get an hour at a time. But basically, so in 2017, when I did an 8 days, 13 hours, I got 4 hours of sleep total in the first 4 days of the race. So I only got basically an hour a day.
Oh,
and then
gosh.
Then every musher is required to take a 24-hour layover. So we have to stay in one checkpoint for 24 hours. So on that 24-hour layover, I'm pretty focused on taking care of my dogs, getting some sleep, taking care of my dogs, getting some sleep. So I think I got about 12 hours of sleep on that 24. So that kind of, you know, rejuvenated me there. And then the last 4 days of the race, I think I was back to, I think I got about two and a half hours of sleep for the first 3 days, you know, and then we have to take a mandatory 8, and I got a couple hours on that. So All total, not counting my 24-hour layover where I got 12 there. But besides that, I think I got like 7 hours of sleep the whole time.
That's
in the 8 days.
You could have been a Navy SEAL, it sounds like to me. Oh, my
well,
gosh.
It is. It's how good can you handle the lack of sleep? And some people can't. And you have to be able to think and function and handle a lack of sleep, which, you know, a lot of people can't do that and some can. And one thing I happen to be really good at is being able to handle a lack of sleep like that.
So when you're doing this run and you're on the sled, and like you said, you're kind of almost like someone on a skateboard, you're helping keep the dog, because this is obviously, it's a race, so it's about time and the clock. Have you like ever fallen asleep while you're on the sled and trying to take a nap while they're going, or is that obviously that'd be dangerous? But
I couldn't do it.
There's no doubt about it.
I've never hallucinated. I know people do. I've never hallucinated out on the trail. And I think you do take little naps every once in a while. Like even if it's just a few seconds, you know, sometimes you're like, whoa, okay, keep going. And I mean, I do much better now. The first few I did are odds I ran. I found myself like falling asleep while I was pedaling or, you know, ski poling. I would wake up and, you know, I mean, maybe I will only sleep for 30 seconds or something, but, I don't have as much trouble with that now as I used to, but, you definitely, you got to be good at handling that lack of sleep.
So Jesse, you grew up in...
It's all about the dogs. You won't make it there if you don't take care of those dogs.
So, Jesse, you grew up in a Montana cattle ranch, working with animals at an early age and having a love for animals, obviously. How, for our listeners out there, how, if they get inspired to want to do something like this, how does someone go from a young Montana girl on a cattle ranch to running the Iditarod? Walk us through how this happens in someone's life.
Well, so I always, you know, grew up on horses and had cow dogs, and I used to have a border collie, Blue Heather, and I used to, 10 years old, never heard of the Iditarod or even seen a sled dog. I used to put a horse halter on my border collie for a harness, and he would pull the firewood to the house, and I had goats for 4-H, and he'd pull the hay to the horses and things like that. And I used to hook up my border collie with my billy goat when I was like 10 years old. That was my first dog team. And then we actually moved to a different ranch here in Montana. And there was some sled dog races not too far away, and I was like 15 years old, and my mom and I went up and watched the races and volunteered and got to help out some of the mushers, and some of the mushers took me on a couple of rides when I was 15, and I got my first dog like 2 weeks later, and then I went back to those same races a year later when I was 16 with my own 11-dog team. So I had sled dogs for about 27 years now. So I raced down here in the lower 48 for about 7 years, and then I moved to Alaska. I still have a place up there. I was up there full time for about 14 years. And then the last 6-7 years, I've been going back and forth. So I spend part time in Montana, part time up in Alaska. And, I've raced all over the world. We actually flew into Paris, France with 14 sled dogs and raced in the French Alps. We've raced all over Canada, lower 48, Alaska. So I kind of do a lot of traveling with the dogs, and I really, really enjoy getting to do that. And even hoping to do, there's a race in Russia that we're hoping to maybe get to go do in the next year or two.
So Jim, someone who's from North Dakota doesn't have the experience of pulling the collie with the goat as your first dog team. How do you get interested in, how do you get involved, I guess, into the Iditarod? I think that's on a lot of people's bucket lists, is to get involved. And just kind of talk about your experience and what, you know, what was the interest there, what sparked it, and then how does someone get involved into the Iditarod?
Well, if you're from North Dakota and, you know, the snow, and most of us are familiar with dogs and we're animal lovers, we don't see the cold as a big challenge. So I think it's almost kind of a natural thing. When we have our Iditarod people in North Dakota, we have Heather Shirtola. She grew up in Bismarck. She's run it a couple of times. She lives in Alaska. She doesn't run it anymore. I don't know. It's just something that, for some reason, I've always kept track of. And
that's just by point of contact then? Did you reach out to Heather? Do you...
I did talk to Heather. That was the very first thing I did when I decided I wanted to get in touch with somebody about going to the Iditarod this year. And, you know, she told me to go to their website. And the Iditarod website, I went there, and then one thing progressed to another. And eventually I ended up here with Jesse.
So there's...
And I can't say enough about Jesse, a true professional. And she's had enough clients where she knows, you know, just how much the client can handle and what, you know, she's a very good judge of, you know, how experienced and what, how many dogs to give the client and just how much to give them so nobody gets hurt. And she's really good. She never stopped talking about what it takes and about the food chain for the dogs and how she gets her food and how she takes care of them. And I couldn't say enough about her and her dog.
Jim, share the story that you did with me about how Jesse was able to take those dogs and how they're like getting them loaded in the trailer and just the interaction. I think that's really important for listeners to understand because I've dealt with a lot of horses, so it's not always easy to get that horse in the horse trailer.
Well, it's just great. You know, Jesse had 76 dogs when I was there. And she has this big trailer that she can haul at least 50 dogs in. So we're getting ready to load 40 dogs in so we can go higher up on the mountains where there's snow. And she releases all 40 dogs and they're all running all around just playing like regular dogs. And they all know their name. And she goes to the trailer, she just starts calling them one at a time, and they just come running right to her, and she opens the door to this big trailer. They're just little individual dog kennels. She opens the door, and they just jump right in, or they put their feet up, and she helps them in. Every dog, every one of her 76 dogs is like a house dog. You can just go up, put your arm around it, and they're just happy to have you hug them. Every one of them, there wasn't one dog that you had to worry about, that was aggressive. It was just great dog.
That's a powerful testimony.
It's just a lot about her. It was amazing. She's a great dog owner, I'll tell you that.
So, Jesse, many of us grew up watching Balto. That's where my boys grew up, learning about the very first dog sledding, and those dogs seemed very aggressive. And, you know, I mean, I was thinking... You know, I was worried about getting bit and stuff. So that's a great testimony to how you've got your dogs to be so trained. Maybe, you know, how do you get there from that? I mean, we all got dogs we're trying to train, you know, and they don't listen. You can't get them on the leash and on and on and on. What's the secret besides good breeding?
Well, these dogs, so I've never seen the movie Balto.
Oh, my goodness.
I don't know what it,
are you kidding
I've never
me?
Seen it. No, but... But I will say that Hollywood never lets the truth get in the way of a good story. So leave it at that.
Fair enough.
These dogs are not aggressive towards people. They love people. They're naturally very, very friendly dogs. Yes, they can be aggressive towards each other. I mean, they're dogs. So I'm very, very strict in the no fighting rule. But they're like kids in a school playground. You get this many dogs together. They all have different personalities. Some are more outgoing than others. I have a few dogs that are shy to new people but absolutely love me. They follow me everywhere I go, but, you know, a little shy around new people, that kind of thing. I have others that just love everybody. So they're just like kids that way.
Okay,
they're not allowed loose unless I'm around.
We're going to go to the break. Jesse, we come back. We want to talk about the final wrap-up about the Iditarod itself. This is Gary and Austin in studio. Stay tuned.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
All year long, Giving Hearts Day charities across the region work hard to help the community. This holiday season, together with our listeners, we'll help recognize these amazing charities. Call us 855-200-6000. 1776, press extension 1. Share a story of impact by a Giving Hearts Day participating charity. If we select your story, you could win a $100 Giving Hearts Day gift card to use on February 14th, or purchase Giving Hearts Day gift cards at Dakota Medical Foundation.
Hey folks, it's Matt the Pizza Guy from Pizza Corner Pizza. By now you've probably heard me talking about the brand new packaging, the fresh updated look that keeps Pizza Corner moving forward as the pride of North Dakota. But did you know that you can still get your favorite varieties like Supreme? The Pizza Corner Taco Pizza is outstanding. The Garlic Chicken Alfredo is lights out. And you can't go wrong with Pizza Corner Pizza Deluxe, loaded with all the good stuff including green olives. Pizza Corner Pizzas are the finest anywhere. Fresh new look, same great taste. That's Pizza Corner Pizza.
Did you know you now get more speed with new Speed Rower SP Windrowers from your Northern Region New Holland dealers? New Holland's new high-speed transport option gives you road speeds up to 24 miles per hour, the fastest in the industry. So you spend less time on the road and more time cutting crop. And there's no need to swivel your seat with New Holland, so you get the same industry-leading visibility and comfort you have when working in the field. See the Speed Rower SP Windrower at your local Northern Region New Holland dealer.
Wind energy is one of the fastest growing energy sectors in North Dakota and has invested over $3 billion here. The growth of this low-cost resource in our energy mix helps keep electricity prices here among the lowest in the country. A 200-megawatt wind farm pays nearly $300,000 annually in property taxes. Those dollars flow to our communities for schools and emergency services. Wind energy. Low-cost, reliable, good for landowners and our communities. Supporting all of the above energy policy for North Dakota. This message brought to you by North Dakotans for Comprehensive Energy Solutions, ndforallenergy.org.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full-body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Welcome back to What's on Your Mind, Holiday Edition. Scott Hennon with the day off. Gary and Austin Emineth hosting today. We'll join them in our Bismarck studios in just a second. I want to remind you that What's on Your Mind brought to you in part by our friends at Pucklich Valley City Chevy Buick GMC. They have got two great stores, Bismarck and Valley City. And this week's featured vehicle at the Valley City store is a sharp look. I'm looking at it right now. Sharp looking diesel pickup. They'll take care of all the hauling needs with this truck for you. I'm telling you, 2016 GMC Sierra 2500 HD All Terrain. It's got the SLT package, Duramax 6.6, the V8 turbo diesel. It's a local one owner trade in. We talked to Steve Roberts Stoll earlier this morning. This is a gem. All the maintenance work has been done right in Valley City. Only got 47,000 miles. It's on the lot today at $51,995. But because you're listening to What's on Your Mind, you tell them you heard this deal, and you will save over $2,000. Your special price, $49,587. It's fully loaded. This is, if this truck doesn't have it, you don't need it. This one's perfect for all the gear and all the road trips and all the hauling. You can hop online, check it out at Puklich. That's P-U-K-L-I-C-H, valleycity.com, or stop by the showroom and see it for yourself. Puklich Chevy Buick GMC, where they say, you drive, we'll ride with you. 721 West Main in Valley City, or online at Puklich.com, PuklichValleyCity.com. Puklich, North Dakota's home for Chevy. What's on your mind? Back to Gary and Austin Emmerith. How are you guys? And welcome to the last segment of the show today. Great job today, by the way, guys.
Hey, thanks for letting us sit in and fill in for the great Scott Hannon. So we appreciate that. And we got Jim Vetch, who's on his way to Florida, and Jesse Rohrer, who's in Montana. Jesse, before we wrap this up, I just want to get a couple things. I understand your website, huskypower.com. Is that correct? HuskyPower.com.
Yeah, that's actually my parents' website. So it's huskypower.com/Jesse, and that goes to my page. But I'm not sure. I'm really good at running dogs and being in the backcountry. I'm not so good at social media. So it hasn't been updated in a few years, but I am working on it. Trying to get it updated here in the next week or so.
Well, and you also have a Facebook page, so we can J-E-S-S-I-E-R-O-Y-E-R. And you could type in Iditarod, correct, and we could find your Facebook page. So we want to.
Yep.
We want to. We would encourage your listeners out there to. Is the race is in March? The chance to follow one. So that was kind of an exciting thing that we've done. I know a good friend Jim Vetch, who's going to be with, not necessarily with you, because you're on your own for that 1,100 miles, but we'll be able a chance to follow that race. So give us just a few more details. Now, I know you could, we can get sponsors. You have a rookie dog sponsors. You have different levels on your Facebook page, your web page. So I'm sure it takes a lot of money to do what you do to keep 80 dogs fed and to be running a race like this. So tell us a little bit about the race itself, the timing of it, and so that our listeners out there, when they want to follow you, Jesse, throughout this race. Give us a little background on that real quick.
Well, it starts the first weekend in March. And actually, to get ready for it, I'm going to be running a 1,000-mile race called Yukon Quest. So as part of my training for that event, so we're running the Yukon Quest the beginning of February, which tours to Fairbanks. It's also, like I said, 1,000 miles. So 2 weeks after that is over, then we'll start the Iditarod. So both pieces will be 2,000 miles. I'll have most of the same dogs, some of them a little bit different. But getting the miles on them, getting them used to camping and out on the trail and gonna go, do as best as we can in this year's race again.
Well, we appreciate you taking time of your holiday schedule, and I know you don't always get on the air. You aren't a very good self promoter, but we just think it's incredible what you've done and run 16 Iditarods. You're obviously gonna be at it a while longer. You're not gonna this is your last one and out. You're gonna be at it for another few years, and so
no.
It's a great way to be able to follow you.
I've had dogs for 27 years, and it's pretty much all I know, and I don't know if I know how to do anything else, I guess. It kind of gets in your blood, running these dogs, and like I said, just anything in the backcountry. I do everything with these dogs or my horses. I mean, we even, in the springtime when people go on vacation to Hawaii, I take my sled dogs, and we go up on the North Slope and go caribou hunting with them, and we it's 20 below, but we do that for fun. I love traveling with the dogs in the backcountry, and I pretty much spend all my time either with the dogs in the wintertime or horses in the summertime, and just anything in the backcountry is what I love to do. So
wow.
Iditarod and Yukon Quest just fit right in.
Well, that's a great testimony and a great life. So we appreciate you taking time out of your schedule. We're going to work with Jim Vetch as he gets closer to it, and I'm going to ask Todd Mitchell, so we can give some updates throughout the race as time goes on, so our listeners can stay in touch with you. Obviously, internet allows us to do that. So, Jesse, thank you very much for joining us. Have a great new year. We'll be following you on the Iditarod, and maybe someday we can meet up face to face. So, thanks for joining us today.
Thanks for having me.
Thank you. And Jim, travel safe to Florida. Thanks for joining us, and you have a good happy new year to the two of you.
Thank you. Happy new year to you guys. Thank you, everybody.
Thank you very much.
Well, we've been talking today a little bit about what we started off with, kind of the Christmas break and how to get students engaged or how to get parents to to ensure that they're
respect their children.
Respect
often.
Their children. How to kind of grow up and into who they want you to be. I'd like to give a quick shout out to Benjamin Olson. He, you know, great friends also help inspire with that.
Well, Austin, thanks for joining me in studio today as you head back to Wichita. So this is Gary Emmonath and Austin filling in for Scott Hennen at What's in Your Mind. Thanks for joining us. Have a happy new year.
I'm Elise Puklich of Puklich Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City. And when we say you drive, we'll ride with you, we mean we'll be with you every step of the way. For over 34 years, we've known the sale of a vehicle is the first step in making you a customer for life. We're family owned and operated, and we care about our community and the people who live here. So experience the difference a car dealer can make at Puklich Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City, where customer satisfaction is our number one priority.
The key to a strong home is a solid foundation, and that starts from the ground up. The team at Precision Concrete Cutters Ramjack North wants you to know that around here, seasonal changes cause soil to shift, ultimately leading to serious structural problems. One of the most common signs that your foundation is in need of stabilization is cracking in your walls or flooring. Let us help you protect your greatest asset. To learn more, go to ramjacknorth.com. That's ramjacknorth.com.
Message and data rates may apply. Please don't text while driving.
If you've been in business more than 20 minutes, you've probably printed your logo on all kinds of promotional products. We all know logos work because they're on everything from the top of skyscrapers to the bottom of shoes. Ever wondered why or how to best use your logo to grow your business? Let us show you today for free. We're 4imprint, promotional product experts at your service. We're giving away the latest issue of Amplify, the digital magazine that reveals promotional product success stories absolutely free to everyone who texts UP77 to 88988. At 4imprint, we make your logo look perfect on thousands of promotional items. With our 100% guarantee, it'll be right the first time, on time, every time. Your free e-magazine will reveal invaluable insights that can attract new customers, build your brand, and grow your business. Get the latest issue of Amplify absolutely free by texting UP77 to 88988. That's UP77 to 88988.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.